It's time for our look at business on the money. This week, looking at a young entrepreneur and how he got started. Nick Sheehan founded his own printing business in Sydney called FX. He's managed to build up a thriving printing firm while keeping his younger employees excited about the future. Growing up in Camden, an hour southwest of Sydney, Nick says that his humble beginnings with his father working as a police officer and mother as a nurse has taught him the value of providing the best for people, as well as a sense of social responsibility. Producer Vincent Su caught up with Nick to talk about how he started to grow the FX Group.
What ultimately led you to make the decision to start your own business?
Yeah, I think it was just the feeling that we could do a bit better. I think it comes down to probably understanding the market more than anything. So understanding what market you're in and the benefit that you can provide to that market. I guess if you're just trying to reinvent the wheel and you're just trying to be another business who's just going to take a piece of market share, then I'm not sure there's a point in doing it. So yeah, just identifying there was a gap there and, you know, wanting to give people really, you know, good service and do a better job than the next guy, I guess.
Yeah, so your business has been fairly successful at capturing that market. So can you share some of the decisions you've made to help your business be this successful?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess, as I just said, I mean, it's about understanding the market. So, I mean, we operate primarily in the SME market. So we just want to deal with small to medium-sized businesses. You know, we don't want to deal with the big guys. So I guess understanding and being specific about what you're targeting and what you're, you know, the market you're going after is very important. And that's been a decision that we made very early on, that we wanted to capture that market and give that market something that we felt wasn't there currently. So for all intents and purposes, that's been our major success is not, you know, trying to compete against the multinationals in that tier one space or that, you know, really big business space. We feel like we've got a model that has been successful in probably cutting through a lot of the, you know, the rubbish that sort of sits out there.
What would you recommend to aspiring entrepreneurs to prevent mistakes from being made when they're setting up their business?
I'm a big believer that you regret the things you didn't do more than the things you did. So, you know, I read an interesting article this morning about a guy called Jack Dorsey who started Twitter and a few other things, and he just said that entrepreneurship was making a decision or taking a risk and then just doing whatever it took to achieve your goal. So I think that's what it's about. I think it's about not having a plan B and just about being single-minded in what you want to do and just really being prepared to work out of your skin to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, well, you talked about having no plan B, but setting up a business can be pretty daunting. So do you think it's healthy for entrepreneurs to be stressed out at setting up their business sometimes?
Look, it's in, like, people ask me all the time about stress, and look, I think stress is a state of mind. I think at the end of the day, I think if none of us had stress, you know, we'd probably all be sitting next to each other down at Bondi Beach watching the sun roll in. I think stress is a term that's largely overused in society. I mean, I think having a bit of stress is actually good for us, and having, you know, having that fear of failure is, for me anyway, I mean, that's what sort of drives me. It's having an appreciation for the people in our business. You know, we've got about 30 people here and, you know, they rely obviously heavily on the strategies and things that we implement and put in place. I think that stress is a good thing. I think if you didn't have stress, potentially, you know, the hunger or, you know, whatever you have may not be there. So, look, I view it as a good thing. I know some people don't, but I think, you know, as long as you can manage it and it's it drives you to achieve things, and I think that stress can be pretty useful at times.
Now, you've also pointed out that you work very well with younger staff who are often stereotyped as being unloyal and moving jobs frequently. So, what are some of the strengths Gen Y staff bring?
Yeah, okay. It's a good question. We I'd say of the 30-odd staff that are here, probably 80% of those staff would be 25 and under. So we've got a very young group. Certainly that's been a challenge at times, and in an ongoing manner, it is a challenge. I think people like dealing with people that are young. When I say young, I don't mean as much in age, but enthusiasm. We've just built a culture base here that I really believe is what the firming of our business. I mean, we don't pay people millions of dollars, but what we do is we create a really sensational place to work. People want to come to work because it's happy, it's upbeat. You see these tech companies that everyone's wearing t-shirts to work. It's not like that. But certainly, we don't rule with an iron fist. It's a very flat management structure here. From our point of view, we feel it's a strength. And look, yes, it does have its challenges, but culture is king. I think if you provide the right culture and set the right expectations and give people good pathways that they can succeed, or they feel like they can succeed within a certain structure, then it's potentially a winner.
So anything else that entrepreneurs should keep in mind when hiring Gen Y staff?
I think one of the main things that's worked for us is giving people flexibility. I say to everyone as a senior person in the business, I mean, as the MD, I probably expect a lot, but I give a lot too. And I think that give and take relationship with kids, when I say kids, with those younger staff members is really important. And it's something that 99.9% of them have responded to extremely favorably. So, I'm an advocate for it. I think my advice for anyone would just be to communicate effectively, be flexible, and just try and give as much back as you expect.
Nick Sheehan, owner and founder of FX Group, speaking with Vincent Sue.